Ya Jamaa, what do you want to do today?
I say let's all go to a cafe. We'll take Algira there.
Anna, I don't smoke, so let's do something else.
No, please, come with us.
Come and order something to eat. You don't have to smoke.
Yeah, please, please come. I really feel like having Argile today.
خلاص, okay, fine.
Fine? No, it is not fine. Now here's the problem with those young teenagers. They don't know the effects of smoking, nor do they know how their smoking affects non-smokers around them. Nowadays in Lebanon, going out for Argile has become a very frequent activity. Young people think it's cool and it fills free time. Unfortunately, not only them, but people inhaling the smoke around them are exposed to very dangerous diseases. According to the Tobacco Control Government in Lebanon, second-hand smokers are exposed to diseases as much as the smokers are. And here's a part of their Arabic campaign.
إذا أنت قاعد حد مدخنين تتعرض للمواد السرطانية مثل المدخن أكثر من 30 شخص بيموت كل شهر بلبنان بسبب التعرض للدخان غير المباشر أنت مش مجبور تتنشأ دخان غيرك لأن دخان غيرك مميت طالب بقانون يحميك بأماكن خالية من الدخان 100%
A big number of kids are exposed to harmful illnesses because of their parents who smoke at home. Parents should be aware of the deadly and critical environment they put their children in. The National Tobacco Control Program launched a campaign about this issue.
When you smoke around kids, you expose them to thousands of chemicals that are eating them alive. Tobacco smoke contains poisons like cyanide and carbon monoxide that trigger severe health problems like painful ear infections, crippling asthma, and deadly pneumonia. Tobacco smoke is linked to low birth weight and doubles the risk of sudden infant death syndrome. Tobacco smoke is eating your loved ones.
Secondhand smokers are in danger when being around smokers. Smokers as well are in danger when smoking. So what pushes them to get involved in such a harmful activity? Unfortunately, this question can be answered. People are surrounded with media. And what I mean about media is the huge number of tobacco ads, celebrities smoking in movies, and more. And remember, media doesn't aim for the consumer's safety, but for the money made out of consumerism.